So Barry Bonds broke the long-standing home run record, and like I was saying, what else can we really say that hasn't already been said? But let's find out. Merrill, what do you think?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm deep inside the Barry Bonds homeland in San Francisco, and right. You know, obviously a big deal here. But to me, this change from the Barry Bonds story to the Bud Selig story, and Bud Selig has just been he's played the most bizarre role I've ever seen. I mean, clearly he had an objective, an image he was trying to project, which was a weird one, which I'm the commissioner of baseball, and I'm really not that excited by Barry Bonds. I think he's a despicable human being, and I'm going to basically kicking and screaming be forced to, you know, conduct what he called this Herculean effort of flying first-class planes to three boxes and stadiums in Southern California to watch Barry Bonds hit home runs. And then he hits his 755th. He stands there with his hands in his pants pocket and doesn't even acknowledge Barry, and then doesn't go to 756. Like, you know, if he wants to stand behind, I had to meet with George Mitchell, that's fine. But I think he's just embarrassed himself. He managed to make Barry Bonds look like this incredibly magnanimous figure.
Which is hard to do.
By comparison.
Yeah. Well, with Selig, I mean, it's obviously hypocritical that, I mean, he's pretty much allowed steroids to quote-unquote save baseball with McGuire and Sosa, and now all of a sudden he acts like this record isn't falling or isn't important. And worse, you know, I mean, what you mentioned, kicking and screaming, he really didn't address this much in public. He's like, just doesn't show up. And in San Francisco, no less. I don't quite get it.
I mean, I understand if he could have it one or two ways. Either pretend there's no elephant in the room or embrace the elephant. And he's basically, there's an elephant. I don't really like it. I don't want to talk about it. But it's in the room, but let's just ignore it.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And what I was just thinking about today is, like, in baseball, it's, you know, this sport of records. Now, potentially, you could have the two of the biggest record holders in the sport banned from the Hall of Fame. Pete Rose is banned.
Yeah.
And Barry, you know, I don't care how many numbers he puts up. He could be held to the same scrutiny as Palmeiro and McGuire and Sosa. And baseball is just, I feel like, you know what, everybody's talking about the steroid era. I feel like it's just time. It's over. The steroid's over. Let's just acknowledge that 50% of the people cheated, and we're going to be able to address that. And their records. The records stand.
The records do stand, and I think they will end up standing. Now, my personal opinion, I just wanted to get in there, and I'm sure Barry is very concerned about my opinion on his home run chase, but I actually found myself watching the last couple of weeks with this weird combination of excitement and pride and disgust. You know, for the longest time, I just kind of ignored Barry, basically. As you know, I mean, obviously, I lived in San Francisco. That's where we met for 5 years. And that was one of the, you know, that was the height of his powers. And he just provided so much excitement to the city. You know, my wife and I would go to a dozen or so games a year, maybe more. I remember one season when he broke the record with 73, and I believe he hit 9 or 10 home runs in the 12 games that we were there. And it was just absolutely incredible. And then, you know, he kind of cheated, maybe not. There's obviously a lot of evidence that he did. These last couple weeks, especially these last, I don't know, half dozen or so home runs, whenever it's on, I would just be rapt at attention watching. And I wasn't upset that ESPN broke in every couple innings to show his at bat, and I thought it was great. I thought it was fun to watch.
Yeah, and if, you know, he could be, you know, he cheated. He's the greatest cheater that's ever played this game. He's a phenomenal hitter. And but I think he's going to have just a huge last 55 games because he's just had the most ridiculous amount of pressure on him. He brought a lot of it on himself. But his first game back yesterday after breaking the record, he hit like 480 feet in. Covey Cove. So he's not going away quietly after this record. He's going to, I think, put up a lot more huge numbers.
Yeah.
Might feel like, we'll not like it, but it's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm interested, I wonder how MLB feels. You know, three pretty historic records fell this past week. Tom Glavine got his 300th win. A-Rod was the youngest to 500. And, of course, Bonds. In terms of fans of baseball, I think that's good, and it might even take a little bit of the attention away from the home run record. But unfortunately, two of these three guys breaking the record just don't come off as very likable.
I think Glavine is likable.
No, yeah, he's an okay guy, I suppose.